show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Saturday Sideshow. This is the bits from the week that we didn't get on the podcast for your Saturday. For you, all your weekend. You can listen on a Sunday.
Listen whenever you like.
Bloody hell, listen next week.
It is released on a Saturday, but we don't dictate when you listen.
They're all numbers that add to our downloads.
So do it.
So just do it.
Got KPIs to reach, guys.
Guidance Gabby this week.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
It was
about...
It was one that we couldn't do at the regular time.
No, we had
show.
To go early because it was about role play. And yep. Sophie was a bit over it, doesn't want to do it anymore.
Get that. We had a clickbait Cliffo that I know you were particularly interested in on the World Microsoft Excel Championships.
I reckon I'd do it. Nah.
So competitive spreadsheeting.
My sister would do very well.
You'd be rubbish at
it, bro. My sister would do very well.
I've seen you copy and paste.
I don't think they copy and paste in the championships.
A lot of work needed there. No, you do. You copy, you paste, you bloody
create formulas.
Your column, your formula. It's columns and rows.
You do really well.
On spreadsheets. Shut up. Pia Miranda as well from The Masked Singer and your blazer PSA.
Mm.
Is coming up as well too.
About the little thread you got to cut on every blazer you buy.
But no one knows about it.
No.
It's coming up. Cliffo and Gabby's Saturday Sideshow. Let's listen to Pia Miranda singing on The Masked Singer. I wouldn't get in trouble. I want to start a
fight. I want to start a fight. Pia Miranda was unmasked or unbodied last night because it was the entire thong that was taken off her body when they said, take it off. You'd know her from Looking for Ella Brandy. We grew up with her and she joins us right now. How are you, Pia?
Hi, how are you? Good.
An absolute dream come true for you, I guess, Pia, parading around in a thong costume.
It actually was. I loved it.
I got to ask you, Gabby said there, like, you know, we saw you on Looking for Ella Brandy. We know you from Neighbours, like over 20 years ago. Of course, you were on Survivor recently. What was the inspiration for going on The Masked Singer? Have you always wanted to do a singing competition? Or was it more a I'm doing it for the money kind of gig?
Well, it was more, I mean, I watched it with my kids because I think it's just hilarious and crazy. And then they just asked me and I thought, how could you say no to this? It's just too good. There's just no way I would have said no.
You didn't tell your kids though, did you? So what were their reactions?
It was so funny because my son and I watch it sometimes together and then we were sitting on the couch and just before he went, imagine if that was you. Out of nowhere, and then I was filming him and his face, and he went, I was joking, it was a joke. So he loved it, and then I have a teenage daughter, so she was like, that's cool.
Mum. A teenage girl. Have you heard the stories that apparently there was some American viewers kind of confused with the show, because when they heard, you know, there was going to be a thong on the show, their minds went straight to... Me see a different kind of thong, but we can confirm it was a flip-flop you were dressed
up
as. Definitely not a big...
But I still can't say I wore a thong on TV. So.
Why didn't you sing the thong song? That's such a missed opportunity.
So I don't know. I mean, they just give you your song, so I just went with what they gave me, but I thought my song was kind of funny.
I wanted to get a bit of clarification from you too, because last night it was mentioned, this is not the first time you have performed in a huge mascot-type costume. You were Tweety Bird.
I was. That was my first acting gig. I was Tweety Bird and occasionally Yosemite Sam at Movie World on the Gold Coast because I was the only one short enough to fit in the costume. It was a real struggle for them to find people in those costumes, so I'd be doing other things. I'm like, quick, get in, and I'd have to go be Tweety Bird for the day.
So the cute little foot stomp you did in the thong, was that something you learnt from Tweety Bird?
Yeah, it was a lot easier, though, because you sort of don't have kids rushing at you and, you know, you're not disoriented in 40-degree heat. So it was a lot easier than that.
Did you ever have any, like, little arsehole kids, like any little douchebags
try
like,
to tackle
punch you,
or
tackle you or anything as Tweety Bird?
Like, lots of hugs and some of them would get a little too excitable, so you sort of had a minder who would whisk you off. I didn't mind that gig because you work for 15 minutes, it's so hot, you work for 15 minutes and then you get an hour break.
Oh.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah.
Oh, mate.
That's not bad.
Sounds like
that's a great first job.
Like a great gig. bit of a return home for Pia Miranda. She was the thong. She was unmasked on The Masked Singer last night. Last time we had you on was when you won Survivor. So great to have you on again. Pia Miranda, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, bye. Buddy. And don't forget, Masked Singer continues Sunday at 7:30 on 10.
This is Clickbait Cliffo. On Hit.
This is where I click the clip, eh? Mm-hmm. This is where I be the pathetic one. I click it so you don't have to. So
you're welcome.
You're welcome, guys.
This is actually really intrigued me, though, this one.
Okay, so the headline that got me. The world's Microsoft Excel Championship is being broadcast on ESPN, and it's absolutely wild.
What? So that's right. How could that be wild?
So, and I'm going to play you some of it in a minute. You'll hear how wild it is. So it's a whole sport or an e-sport, because e-sports is the thing now.
Yeah, people like love watching other people play
video
games.
Yeah. Mm. So it's an e-sport dedicated to Microsoft Excel spreadsheeting. The first financial modeling World Cup kicked off in September 2020 and was won by an Aussie named Joseph Lau.
Right.
And the most recent event is titled the All-Star Battle. And it's jam-packed with commentators and analysis. The organisers say, yes, it's real. I like that. In a statement, they've had to come out and say, no, it's real.
It sounds ridiculously fake.
And how is this? It's actually getting pretty massive coverage in the USA. Punters online now are asking how they can bet on the overall results.
So what actually happens?
So what happens is you get, I guess, some complex problems or whatever that you would, like, you think about how you use a spreadsheet in the office, right? So they give you that. They give you complex stuff that you have to kind of work out.
Yeah.
And then, like a race, they have to speed to get through it, but it's really complex. So they have to set up different tabs and tabs do things. And do you know what I mean?
Different formulas.
And whoever, I guess, it's like a game of chess. Whoever solves it quickest is the winner. But here's a grab of the actual commentary of the Microsoft Excel Championship All-Star Battle.
Okay. All right.
Oh, he's using left. How about Flash Phil?
I should say, a guy named Phil is competing. Right.
Oh, he's using left. How about Flash Phil?
Right? Oh, my God. What are you doing? This is Oz DeSalle, who hates all artificial intelligence.
No, for something like this, you can see it, right? You can see it.
Right. That's right. You'll know whether or not it works.
Oz there's like, oh my God, he's so quick. We're going to call him Flash Phil. That's the commentary of the Microsoft Excel World Champ. And I'm sort of a bit perplexed because, you know, old mate, really, Oz, the commentator, really sort of got into it there. When I was expecting the commentary of Microsoft Excel spreadsheeting to sound a little bit more like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
That's what I do.
That's what I'd be doing.
That's me.
Ask me a question. This is Guidance Gabby.
Time to help a sister out. And if you ever need guidance, if you ever need to be helped out, make sure you write us a letter. Just send it to us, DM it on Insta. Cliffo and Gabby is where you find it. That's what Sophie did, and she needs help today. It's an interesting one. Dear Guidance Gabby, my partner loves a bit of role play, but I hate it. The problem is I wanted to make him happy, so I pretended to be into it and have been keeping up the facade for the last 3 years. What do I do? Sophie.
Sophie, the police officer. And then the firefighter.
And then
the nurse.
Betty the nurse. And
then the librarian. And whatever else.
Controversial opinion here. I think she has to learn to love it.
Really?
But
this is the most anti-feminist thing you've ever said.
But I think you need to find balance, because I think in any relationship, you want to be making the other person happy, but you also want them to be making you happy. That's where the balance comes in. Mm. So if that's what makes him happy, maybe you have to do that some of the time, as long as you're getting what you need from him the other times. So it just has to come down to balance of being like, hey, can we just be us today? Mm. Then I'll be Betty tomorrow.
I feel like she needs to talk to him. I feel like the wrong needs to be righted. The whole, like,
hey,
he thinks she's into it.
The last 3 years have been a lie.
Yeah.
I actually don't love it.
And then maybe go ... But, you know, maybe on your birthday and Christmas and Father's Day or something like that, like a couple of times.
You'll get a special treat.
You know.
From Betty the nurse. Yeah,
surprise
exactly.
Surprise him.
Yeah. with that conversation, is it okay to tell a little white lie and be like, I'm over it. I have liked it. Nah, for 3 years, I'm over. No, just be honest.
You're going to rip the Band-Aid off, rip it off.
13, 10, 60. What is your guidance for Sophie when it comes to her dilemma? She has convinced her partner she loves his love of role play, but she's been lying. And she wants to stop. She wants to stop with the dressing up as other people.
I think I've realised why you insisted we do this one at this time today and why we're not doing it at like 7:40 prime, dropping kids off at school time.
We don't want kids in the back of the seat going, Mum, what's wrong?
What are they doing? It's just dress-ups, darling. They're just playing dress-ups.
They've got a costume box.
It's not wrong. 13, 10, 60, all right. Mm. What is your advice for Sophie? Mm. What does she do in this situation? She's been pretending she's on board and even likes the role-play thing for 3 years. Doesn't
she wants
like
to end it.
She'd be happy to say farewell to it forever.
Yeah.
Can she do that? Or are you with Gabs that she needs to still pull it out of the closet?
Literally. Every now and then. Or if she hates it that much, is she allowed to just go, no, I'm done. I'm done with this.
13, 10, 60. Guidance, Gabby, what does Sophie do in this situation? Give us a call on here. Petey's here. What's your advice for Soph?
My advice is if she actually really hates it, tell him, be straight out. But if she doesn't mind it, like a 50-50 thing, like special occasions.
Yeah.
If she really hated it, would she be able to put up with it for 3 years? Like, that's a long time to be pretending to be other people.
Yeah. No, but at the same time, like, if she doesn't like special occasions, she might actually enjoy it. So
can I be honest too? Like, as far as kinks go, it's not the worst.
No, it's a pretty low level one,
isn't
it?
It's a pretty low level one to go.
Just be happy he's not into fetal sex.
I'm Officer Ophelia and you're under arrest. Like, it's not that bad compared to some of the other stuff that's out there on the internet.
Mm, you're right.
Moving on
to George.
George, what's your advice for Soph?
Oh, be truthful, mate.
Be truthful.
Just be truthful, George.
How do you start that conversation?
Well, he somehow brought up the conversation with her, so that's why can't she do it back?
Yeah, man.
So maybe even night time when he's like, so is...
No, it'd have to be before that.
Oh, so before it's the mood. Okay.
Over a cup of tea or something.
Gotcha. You can't get him in the mood.
George, I will say, though, sometimes, like, and it's easy for you by the sounds of it, you know, but sometimes being truthful is the hardest thing for some people. Like, you know what I mean?
It is, because that was my last relationship. My ex couldn't be truthful, so... Oh.
Yeah, right.
I think someone like myself being truthful, people can't handle that.
Right.
Yeah, well, you've been truthful.
So,
you've got to be strong.
Darren, let's go to Darren. Darren, what's your advice for Sophie?
My advice to Sophie would be reverse the roles. Her take control, put it on him.
Make him
dress up.
Yeah, no, like become a dominatrix.
Actually take control.
Of the situation.
Oh, I don't know.
I get what you mean.
I don't know, Darren. I'm feeling it because she wants to move away from that area.
I have a PSA that I would like to put out there this morning, a public service announcement, because I feel like there's something that is not taught in schools, that is not taught widely for the wide variety of humans, and it's irking me a little because people are unaware of this fact. And it comes down to suit jackets. When you purchase a suit jacket or a blazer for men or women, there is a thread that needs to be cut. And people
I know the exact thread you're talking about.
Yes. So on the weekend, I was actually looking at some photos. A friend went to their local races and they were wearing a suit jacket. It was a guy wearing a suit jacket. And there was a photo from behind. And there's a split in the jacket above your bum because it's meant to give you room to have a booty. Or when you sit down,
and
it's meant to spread over the cheeks.
When you sit down, it spreads a little bit. Neil, and
gives
you, know,
more room.
You don't know this is there.
No.
But I reckon 99% of suits, jackets, sports coats, blazers—they have this split.
Yes,
and it's sort of—it's right in line with the crack of your bum.
It is. If it's a really fancy jacket, occasionally it'll have two splits, so it's almost a flap over your bum. But not many people have those because they're super fancy. No, neither have I.
Two splits.
Normally, it's just one split right up your crack.
Yeah,
as you said,
up the crack.
And when
up the crack, never look back.
when these suits are manufactured, when they're put together and they don't want them, you know, they don't want that split to be flying around while they're sending it to the shop,
yeah.
They put a little stitch in it to hold the flaps together.
It's a tiny little thread.
Tiny little thread. And it's not widely taught that that thread needs to be cut so that you free the flap. That you free the split. It's not widely taught.
So if you take anything out of today's show, it is free the flap. Come on, everyone, together. All together. Free the flap.
Devastating news on all the headlines yesterday with Olivia Newton-John passing at her home in California at the age of 73. Not that long ago, there was a beautiful biopic by the name of Olivia Newton-John, Hopelessly Devoted to You, which was a mini-series on Aussie TV. Delta Goodrum played Olivia Newton-John as her older self, but the younger version of Olivia was Morgan Griffin, who joins us right now. How are you, Morgan?
Hi, guys. I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
Yeah, well, we're a bit better today. I mean, just devastating news to wake up to yesterday morning. How did you hear the news of Olivia Newton-John's passing?
I woke up and it was the first thing on my phone that I read on the news. So, yeah, it's a horrible, horrible news to hear and a sad day, obviously.
Very, very sad news. A lot of Australia and the world absolutely devastated. Playing Olivia Newton-John in that miniseries, what was that like? Did you actually meet the woman herself and get one-on-one feedback?
I didn't actually get to meet her, but I did have, you know, lots of first-hand info from Delta because obviously she played Olivia in her later years and, yeah, they were really good friends. So it was nice to kind of hear that sort of friendship that they had and what an amazing person she was. But, yeah, it was an incredible experience.
Tell us a little bit more about that. What did you learn about Olivia Newton-John in, I guess, preparing for the role and doing the research? And I mean, what a hard character to portray because there's a certain love for that woman. So to get that out on screen, I'd imagine, would have been quite a task.
For sure. It was a little bit daunting, but I think it was kind of nice. I played her from the age of about 17 to 25, and it's an era that I wasn't fully familiar with. And it was kind of interesting to, you know, see how she started out and it wasn't like she was necessarily an overnight success. She really worked hard from such a young age and her career was obviously so long and yeah, so just experiencing that kind of era and those stories about her when she was younger, it was, yeah.
What do you think was the X factor with Olivia? What do you think was that thing that made her the icon she is today?
I think she just had this unwavering sense of self-assuredness and perseverance. And from what I learned, that continued throughout her whole life. And I think she was just very sure of herself and determined and, you know, just stayed true to herself. And that's definitely a takeaway.
Yeah. We've said it before on this show, like, we don't know what the X factor is, but you look at a woman like Olivia Newton-John and it's just there.
You know she's got
it. She's just got
it.
She was just a celebrity in every sense of the word and from everything we're hearing, like a truly good person in every
Genuinely,
sense of the word.
Yeah, an amazing person for sure.
Well, Morgan Griffin played a young Olivia Newton-John in the Olivia Newton-John miniseries. It was absolutely huge in Australia. And Morgan, thank you for jumping on the radio this morning and sharing your thoughts. Big love.
Thank you, guys.
A bit of a change of pace now. And just a warning too, if you do have kids in the car, we're going to talk about some pretty hectic stuff for the next few minutes. So just want to put that warning out there. This after the news broke yesterday and immediately sent the rugby league community just into shock and mourning. But we learnt yesterday afternoon that Paul Green, just legend of the sport, passed away yesterday at the age of 49. If you're not too across Greeny's work in the NRL space, 160-odd premiership games for multiple different clubs, 8 or 9 origins, a couple of tests, and, of course, he was the the coach, the first ever coach to take the Cowboys, my club, to a premiership in 2015. And that's a moment that, you know, I don't think just Cowboys fans, I think a lot of just NRL fans will remember forever. He was a really great man. He's a man who I had the pleasure of meeting a few times, even interviewed him a few times. And I did want to share one little memory of Greeny this morning, Gabs.
Yeah.
Because I think it's a really good kind of memory that sums up the kind of guy that he was. And it's not a memory that I was there for. It was a memory for me that was captured on a security video. Oh. And it was in an away change room. So the Cowboys had just played a game. I can't even remember who it was against. And they'd all had their showers and left the change rooms or whatever. Mm. And you can imagine what a rugby league change room is like after 20 filthy rugby league players who just played 80 minutes of football or whatever. It's totally disgusting. And they'd all gone. And there was only one person left in the change room. And that was Paul Green. And a lot of Cowboys fans would click on now because this was put out on Facebook and a lot of people would have seen this. So he's in this change room alone, a man of his stature, you know, a man who achieved all that greatness that I just talked about there. And he had a broken arm at the time. Mm. So one arm was badly injured and it was in a sling. And here's Greeny with his one arm walking around the change room, picking up those plastic sort of chairs that players sit on and stacking them up.
No.
And stacking them all up to the side of the room. So obviously a cleaner or something didn't have to come in
and do that.
And he did it for every single chair. He stacked every single chair up. No one's watching. No one else is in the room. Nothing to gain from this. That's just the kind of person, I guess, that Paul Green was.
Mm.
So not only did, you know, rugby league lose a real pioneer of the game yesterday, but I think the world just lost a really, really good, decent human, you know?
Yeah.
And it was a really sad day.
It was shocking.
We do need to say at this time, if you are ever struggling, you can contact Lifeline 13 11 14. There is always someone there that wants to take your call. There's always someone who loves you. There's always someone who wants to help you. So Lifeline 13 11 14, and you can reach them online as well at lifeline.org.au. Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks is back on Monday, the 15th of, let me double check that. It's going to be Monday, the 15th of August,
well done.
Everyone.
Well done. The answer you're looking for Monday, the 15th of August, Alpha Bucks, is bagpipe. You know, my uncle has learnt to play the bagpipes and he chooses to bring them out at family functions like Christmas, and his daughters cringe.
They're so loud.
And kind of annoying.
For his neighbours,
We've got Scottish heritage, so he thinks it's a thing he needs to do.
Does he put the kilt on as well?
No, thank God.
You got to be very careful, like when you're crossing your legs wearing the kilt.
And you don't want a breeze.
That striptease kind of thing happening.
Yeah, like the Sharon Stone.
Yeah, sexy. Bagpipes, your free answer for Monday's Alpha Bucks on Hit. The Hit Breakfast Show.